In 2021, farmland values nationwide increased to an all-time high as a result of high commodity prices and low mortgage rates. According to a favorable commodity price prediction for 2022, even in a climate with increased interest rates, there may still be a demand for farms. A different option for companies to achieve their desired operational scale and reduce financial risk is to rent land. The research below uses the collection of farmland benchmarks from our FCC Farmland Value Report to give a broad picture of cash rental rates in a few provinces. Analyses of rent-to-price ratios. For particular benchmarks related to agriculture, we gather cash rental rates in each province. In order to reduce the reported diversity in cash rental rates observed within regions, we concentrate on a rent-to-price, RP, ratio. The reported RP ratio compares the value of farmland per acre to the cash rental rate per acre, based on the gross rent price generated by the land. The ratio of rent to price, RP, in percentage terms equals per acre cash rental rate farmland value per acre. Even if rental rates do not rise proportionately, a higher average price of farmland will lead to a lower RP ratio. The weighted average RP ratio for cultivated land in Canada is 2.5%. down 0.2% from the previous year. How much does 1 acre of farmland cost in Canada? The cost analysis of 1 acre of farmland in Canada is given below for every province. Read it to have a fair comparison of 1 acre M land cost each year. Range of rent to price ratio in each province. In Ontario, farmland values rose quickly in 2021, a rise of 22.2%. And the RP ratio for that year was 1.45% as opposed to 1.7% in 2020. As rental rates are frequently negotiated and established over a period of years, it might be challenging or just take longer to catch up to significant rises in agricultural values. Alberta and New Brunswick had the same average RP ratios as last year, which is in line with the province's average agricultural values changing the least overall. In Saskatchewan, the typical RP ratio was 3.3% in 2020 and is now 3% in 2021. With a few exceptions, most of the province's areas experienced stable rental prices this year, resulting in a lower RP ratio given the general growth in agricultural values. The same findings apply to Manitoba, Quebec, and Nova Scotia. The average RP ratio in Prince Edward Island was 5.5% in 2020 compared to 5.2% in 2021. Compared to other provinces, PEI has a broader variety of RP ratios. Particular crops like potatoes typically generate better income than grains and oilseeds on an acre-by-acre basis. Rent prices are under pressure to rise as a result. Additionally, land that can support these specialist crops is frequently less readily accessible for a rental than other properties that can help income crops. This year, there are no rates for British Columbia because it was determined that there was not enough data from various regions to calculate an accurate average RP ratio. The bottom line: prices for farmland, rental rates, and agriculture income are all correlated. However, the two other indications may lag behind any movement in one of these indicators. Given the robust commodity prices in the current market, land prices are rising, and the forecast for agricultural income is favorable. They tend to move in unison over time, and any departure from their long-term equilibrium may portend significant changes to the farmland market. Need some quick cash? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing, the process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.